Yep, definitely came with that 80s theme for sure.
That's right. Almost.
Brings back so much memory. Man.
It's almost very Cool in the Gang, like early Cool in the Gang stuff, you know. Bring the roof
down to the ground. A little rapper there, too. What?
Come on. I found one while I was in Michigan, you know, add to it. Bring the crowd, bring the roof down to the ground. Whoop, whoop. Oh, wow. Man. It's one of those where, too, I was sharing with you during the break, you know, my kids and I, by the end of our week to Michigan, their musical taste had jacked up my algorithm on my playlist. So now I've got to get it retrained so that it pulls up my stuff like this. Otherwise, it's, you know, full of Broadway and, you know, whatever they were into on the trip.
Yeah, what we typically, well, obviously my kids are adults, but what we typically do if we're at least with the twins in the car, they'll just connect their phone to the Bluetooth and just play their list.
Mm.
You know, it's just probably the easiest way to.
Do you ever hear a song that you're like, all right, skip it?
Well, actually, obviously they grew up with a lot of music between myself and, and when they got to know their grandfather and his music. And so they grew up around music. They have pretty good musical taste, actually.
All right.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Could have
been worse.
Right. So true.
I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, listening to Beacon of Truth. And today, a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're exploring the song God by Prince, which is a B-side in the Purple Rain. It was not on the album itself, but was the music from that song was used in the movie Purple Rain. It's kind of the love theme, as Ace was talking about before. And it's basically a reflection on Genesis chapter 1. You know, it's like a hauntingly melodic type of song. Again, beautiful reflection here. And we've been talking about artists, but all of us, you know, we're exploring our relationship with God. What does that look like? And we'd love to hear from you today as we go through the lyrics of this song, which is basically just almost a reflection on Genesis chapter 1, right? In the beginning was God and all that stuff. And but love to hear from you today, though. You know, I run into people that will come up to me and say, well, how do you foster a relationship with God? Like, how did you get to be in a relationship that you are with God right now? Because, you know, so many times I don't, like, feel God, like I don't know God. You know, I go to Mass, I don't feel anything, or, you know, I'm not sure how God is here, how God is present and working in my life. You know, those are honest questions that people have. And rather than ignore it, I think it's important to explore that. You know, and if you have a song like this by an artist as famous as Prince, that and talking about, and we've talked about other artists too that have written songs that aren't afraid to, you know, shy away from their faith and incorporate that into their music, and same thing with us. We incorporate that relationship with God into our life, and sometimes there's frustration, sometimes there's anger, just like in any relationship. But we'd love to hear from you about your relationship with God. Are there some frustrations? Maybe you're an atheist and you don't believe in God, or maybe you have a child who went to church and then now is away from the church, doesn't believe in God. You know, how do you foster that relationship? What do you do when you have frustrations? How do you get to know God deeply, personally, intimately? That's where we're talking about today on the Beacon of Truth playlist episode, the song God by Prince. Give us a call today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Great way to understand God better is with the teachings and wisdoms of Mother Angelica. It's still every Tuesday night, 8 Eastern, with Mother Angelica Live Classics. She brings her wits and wisdoms to us as we try to understand, answering also questions that still to the test of time are, again, recurring as people are coming into their faith, as they're getting to hardship and trying to understand why God has them going through things. She does a lot of great stuff and has for generations and continues on as a part of Mother Angelica Live Classics tonight, 8 Eastern on EWTN TV and radio.
All right, my friends, Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, taking a look at the song God by Prince. This is a song that was recommended by Anthony, who's a regular listener to the show, a friend of the show. He talks about his son JoJo, who passed away, and he during a previous Beacon of Truth playlist episode, he had mentioned this song. And I said, I'm not familiar with that. When I went back and listened, I remember that song. And so we want to talk about your relationship with God today as we start exploring the lyrics of this song. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And don't forget, you can always text us at 1-833-288-EWTN. Again, you can text us at 1-833-288-3986. Just give us your first name, how you're listening, followed by your brief question or comment. Remember that message and data rates may apply. All right, so looking at this song, the very first line, in the beginning there was God.
Heard that somewhere
there
before.
It is. So if we take a look at Genesis here, again, it almost mirrors Genesis 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here, in the beginning, there was God. So sometimes you get asked a question, who created God? Where did God come from? Right? And Prince is here again, echoing Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, there was God. So God is existence.
Yeah.
You know, God always was. There was never a time where he was not. God is being. He is existence itself. So God created the universe. But God exists outside of the universe. Yes, he created the universe. He's outside the universe. So everything that is created is generated from God, right? Comes from God. It's the origin and source of everything that exists and everything that will ever exist. You know, and again, atheists will say things like, you know, well, everything has a cause for being, right? There has to be a reason why things exist. So in looking at this, one of the theories of creation right now is what? The Big Bang, which was actually developed by a Catholic priest, Father George Lemaître, who developed the Big Bang theory. You know, and so even when you say, okay, there was a Big Bang, there was this cosmological event that, you know, boom, and it kind of started the generation of the universe, which is still expanding, by the way. After billions of years, the universe still continues to expand. And so then you have to ask the question, what caused the Big Bang? If the Big Bang was the start of everything, then what caused the Big Bang? Now, Stephen Hawking tries to explain this in his book, A Brief History of Time. And so he says, there's four known forces of the universe, right? There's gravitational force, electromagnetic force, strong nuclear force, and weak nuclear force. So in his book, he tries to say that because there is gravity, the universe can and will continue to create itself out of nothing. But here's the problem. If gravity is one of the four known forces of the universe, that means it had to come from somewhere. Right, but he doesn't answer where gravity comes from in his book, and so the only answer to, and even Einstein came to this conclusion, the only answer to everything is an uncreated creator, an uncreated reality, which we simply call God. Right, and I think that that's kind of a breaking open just that one line in the beginning of the song there.
Yeah, and I love, for anyone who hasn't necessarily picked up the Bible or knows much of it, if you hear a song like this, and there, you know, there's songs by the Byrds, there's songs by Zeppelin, there's songs by tons of artists that have incorporated actual straight from the Bible lyrics. It's not meant for worship. It's just them using it to tell their story, to ask their questions. Then when you do go to pick up a Bible and you go, oh, wait, that's a Prince lyric, or wait, isn't that in song such and such I heard on the radio yesterday? And yes, but again, that's where they got it. So as I always say, what is your on-ramp that got you into your relationship with God? What is it that made you finally say, who am I? What does God have for me? And that reflection may have started in a song. It may have started from a friend going, hey, did you hear this album? And then that's the one that spoke most to you, or spoke question to you, or reflection of your heart at the time. And if that's your entry, great. Then just make sure you read the chapter before and after it, because there are some really great stuff in there.
Yeah, exactly. And I love the fact here that he, as he continues here, he goes, he made the earth and the heavens, right? So that everything that exists, from supermassive black holes, which I saw this thing on the plane, it says like a billion times bigger than our sun or something like that, supermassive mm-hmm. black holes, down to the smallest elemental particles or subatomic particles, neutrinos. You know, something as massive as supermassive black holes or as minuscule and tiny as subatomic particles, as neutrinos, everything that exists was created. Why? Out of an overflow of God's love. You know, not because he had to create. It wasn't like God was lonely and had nobody to hang out with. Yeah, I mean, God is existence himself, but he created as an overflow of love.
Yeah.
You know, because love is most meaningful when it's shared. So God shared the love, obviously, between himself, right? The God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the communion of love and life that the three of them share as one God, you know, the overflow of that divine love flowed out into the universe, and that was where his creation comes from. So everything that exists is an overflow of God's love. And that's absolutely beautiful. You know, so everything that we see is not man-made. It's God-made. And God placed it there so we can appreciate the power of his omnipotence and the creativity of his love.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I love the idea of, you know, God being a creative God, because, again, there are things about, you know, the universe that we'll never explore. We'll never understand why he made them that way or what was in that black hole. You know what I mean? But to get to heaven and then either finally ask or he finally explain, or we just, you know, suddenly have this wealth of knowledge of things that didn't make sense because we're just human, right? We don't fully understand the whole capacity of the universe. I love the idea of just finally going, oh, that's what that was doing the whole time? Cool. I mean, why? Why not? The canvas is vast, and he's got a plan for all of it.
Yeah, exactly. Love that. I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, listening to Beacon of Truth. And today, Beacon of Truth playlist episode, we're talking about the song God by Prince, which is basically a wonderful reflection, almost word for word verse from the Bible, from Genesis chapter 1, the creation narrative. I would love to hear from you. We're talking about relationship with God, exploring the relationship with God. What does that look like in your life? Maybe you have some questions, some struggles. Maybe you don't feel God's presence, or maybe you feel God's presence very intently. Mm. Would love to share your experience of God with us today. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you on Beacon of Truth, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Now, he doesn't go chronologically here, right? He kind of skips down a few verses because he gave us light to rule the day and another light to rule the night. So he skips to day 4 because that's when the sun and the moon are created. But mm-hmm. what's interesting, in the book of Genesis, right, it says he created the heavens and the earth, and he created the light, and he separated the darkness from the light, right?
Yeah.
So if that's on day 1, but yet the sun and the moon, the lights that rule the day and the night, are not created till day 4. So then what's this light on day 1 if the sun's not created till day 4?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would say that light is heaven. Mm. Why? If you look in Revelation chapter 12, you know, after the great, the beginning of that chapter, the great beautiful narrative about the Blessed Mother, right? The woman with the star of 12 crowns around her head, the moon under her feet, clothed with the sun. You know, if you read a few verses down, it talks about how Saint Michael gets into a battle with Satan and his demons, Michael and his angels cast Satan and his demons out of heaven. And they use the word exorkizo in Greek, which means to cast out. And they say they were cast out from heaven to earth. So I think the heaven was the light, and when God was separating the darkness from the light, that's the casting out of the darkness from heaven, Satan, his demons, and again down to earth.
Yeah.
But again, Prince skips that part and he goes right to verse 4, creating the sun and moon. Why? The visible reality. So in a sense here, we can say that the things that we see, that we experience, are all part of the experience with God. This is what St. Paul was trying to do in Romans chapter 1 and Romans chapter 2, when he's trying to connect people to that unknown God. When he was looking at the statue, so you know what that statue is pointing to? That statue is pointing to the reality of actually of who God is. Let me introduce you to him.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and also too, you know, we say this a lot in various topic forums, but it bears repeating in this one, in that there is a order to the way God does things, and an order into which we are supposed to do things. So while, you know, we also hear that, you know, a day to us is like a blip to him, like it's, you know, we don't know what that time measurement really is, but the order in which, and without jumping too far lyrically, it is lining up with the main thing that we learn from Genesis, which is if a God who created everything created us, then there is a purpose and a point to the order. So where you are in the order is for a purpose.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. It's why atheism began. They love the orderedness of creation, the science. Well, I want to say one of the elements of the ordinance is the science behind, the way you can measure.
Yeah.
You know, like the way we get people to the moon or to Mars. You know, those are very complicated mathematical equations, but you can discern them.
Yeah.
From created reality, from gravity and all these forces. I talk about the four forces. You know, we can use those forces in order to, do great things, get people out in space and all that kind of stuff. But they don't want to work with the teleology is what you're talking. That's a fancy way of saying what you're talking about, Ace.
Mm-hmm.
What is the meaning behind the order? What is the meaning behind the purpose behind any of this?
Yeah.
You know, so we would see our relationship with God as very purposeful, as very meaningful, you know, and creation is all part of that, using what God has given us for his glory,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so again, that's the piece of the puzzle I think that's missing there.
Yeah. Well, and I sometimes it's a fun conversation to have with friends. If you could have grown up in a different era, which one would you choose? But the reality of that is that you're in the order of decades in which you were supposed to be, right? You can appreciate the legacy that comes from behind it, whether it's art, faith, otherwise, family, whatever you want. But in that, you're in the lineage for a reason.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And I think our life is about discovering where our place is in that lineage.
Yes.
You know, where do we fall in there? What gifts has God has given me so I can be a purposeful, meaningful contributor, you know, to this order of grace, you know, and my place in it, that God has a purpose for me and my life. And all of that is very powerful. And again, would love to hear your thoughts as we continue to reflect on Prince's song, God, which is a beautiful reflection on Genesis chapter 1. Just think about your relationship with God. You know, maybe you've been struggling with some things in your life when it comes to God, or understanding God, or how God is working in your life. Or maybe you blame God. How could God let this happen? Maybe, you know, you're exuding God's love. You just want to share that with others. Maybe you're just scratching your head when it comes to, like, how can you actually have a relationship with an entity that you can't see? You know, I mean, just be honest. We'd love to hear from you today as we break open this song by Prince, God, a B-side off of Purple Rain. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Now, Prince begins to deviate here from the scriptural text. He goes, "The Lord thy God made the seas. He made the fruit upon the trees. When he saw that it was good." Right, he made man. He made man. Again, it's Zakar Unibekwa Bara Otam. Male, yeah, man is Adam, but then male and female, he created them. Zakar and Unibekwa, male and female, he created them. So, the male and female are both part of, again, an expression of who God is. It's not obviously not the fullness of who God is, but God has no gender, right? So, but the gender expression of male and female come from the heart of God, right? So this flows out of who God is, and so He created all of us, He said only He could, only He could. I love how He doubles up the lines there, right? Again, in the Old Testament, when they want to emphasize something, they said something three times, right? So yeah. Prince is doing it twice. He's like emphasizing it, so you kind of like bring it home so you don't forget. Only He could, only God could do that. Only God could do something this amazing.
Yeah, and you know, as it lines up too with our discussion on kind of the lineage of our life and to the way God wants to use us, we can always say, well, this is just, you know, the way I was raised, so this is why I do the things I am, and I'll always be this way. No. Only God can make you in a way that allows you to then always be branching into new divisions of the legacy of your family, to break off and start new roots. There are so many things that while they're, like, I'm very fortunate, you know, coming from the Christian home that I grew up in, my mom helped to break the generational curse, that's what I call it, of just the negative thinking of, well, you'll never amount to anything, and no, you know, you'll never be able to do that, you know, or whatever. My mom was always like, you're going to do whatever you want, and you consult God first before you do anything. And that changed our family. And I even told, you know, my kiddos, reminded them at my daughter's wedding this weekend of that, you now have an opportunity to be better than I was. Like, I gave you the best version that I can, and I always want to be evolving, but I want you to also change your legacy and the legacy of our family as you discover God in ways that I did not.
Amen. We're taking a look at the song Prince on a Beat of the Truth playlist episode today. Let's go to Billy, calling from Houston, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Billy, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Oh, thank you. Nice to meet y'all today. Like I said, I get to listen to y'all occasionally when I'm in the Houston area. Down in Lake Jackson, where I live, I really can't catch y'all. But I guess my question is just, I don't understand why God would be so tough on you, you know, kind of like the Job situation. You know, it's not that bad. But like I said, I've had a lot of bad things happen to me. I guess I had to recover from going paralyzed 3 years ago, and it was just really tough on me, and it made me not be able to go back to the work that I've been doing all my life. And I don't know, I question why that happened. You know, I've been an avid Catholic. I go and I teach CCE and all that, and my wife works at the church, and she's, you know, in the diocese. She works for the diocese there where she goes to church at. And it just seems like every life is just so hard. And I just can't explain to myself why, you know, why remain so faithful, because I'm like, it's not that I'm supposed to deserve a reward, but I mean, just give me a life, give me a chance, give me something, you know, to make our situation better. We're struggling so hard, especially with all the financial needs, you know, and I'm on disability. I really can't really hold a job or anything. It's just really tough for me. You know, I try to apply for jobs, but of course, as soon as they see the braces, and I'm an honest person, I'm going to tell them the situation that I have, that I can't lift a lot of things or do whatever. And it's just, I don't know. I just don't understand why.
Yeah, and that is tough, you know. And some people, when they look at a crucifix, they say, well, why? You know, and Jesus endured incredible torment for why? Because of love. And here's the thing, and it's hard to see right now, especially when you're going through something very difficult. You know, it's like God is our Heavenly Father, and sometimes all of us, no matter who you are, no matter how, whether you're the Pope or whether you're a nun or whether you're a school teacher or whatever, you're always, everyone's going to suffer. Everyone's going to go through hardships, difficulties in their life. Even Jesus had to endure that on his way to the cross. So it's a matter of what you do with the suffering that is inevitable. How do you look at that? And I would look at it as an opportunity for growth and for grace. What is God saying to me right now in the midst of the pain? And for example, Billy, I remember we went to New York for the first time. We brought the kids because they wanted to see where Daddy grew up. And we were on the subway train. I told my daughter, I said, oh, hold on to the rail, honey. Hold on to the rail. She wouldn't. She was stubborn. So the train lurches forward and she falls. And someone went to pick her up and said, no, no, leave her. And I said, get up. And so she got up by herself. And I said, next time Daddy tells you to do something, because I love you. So sometimes we need to look at that, like, what is God teaching us in the midst of that pain? So I would encourage you to go to adoration and listen to how God is speaking to your heart there, Billy. All right. Word of God Wednesday tomorrow, my friends. We're breaking on God's word for the 12th Sunday of Ordinary Time, which is also Father's Day. So remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central at ew10.com/radio. And until we're together again, my friends, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.